Hi everyone, welcome to our Daily Devo. Today's chapter is Matthew 27. Matthew 27. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate the governor. Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field as the burial place for strangers. Therefore, that field has been called the Field of Blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them, casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there, and over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left, and those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God, let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "This man is calling Elijah." And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth was shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." There were also many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud, and laid it in his own new tomb, when he had cut it in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He has risen from the dead,' and the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. Amen. Well, that was a long passage, but a very powerful chapter, a great reminder of what Jesus has done for us, what he has endured. And as we look upon the crucifixion and the death of Jesus in this chapter, I can't help but just be convicted of sin, but also thankful of how amazing our God is and how loving he is. God loves us so much that he sent his only Son to die on the cross for our sins so that we might have eternal life. And today, as we think about this crucifixion and death of Jesus, there's one verse that I want to highlight in our devotion today, and that is verse 51, which says, "And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split." Matthew 27, verse 51 is an amazing verse. Like so much of the Old Testament in the Bible has been building up to this moment. In the Old Testament, we see God dwelling among his people in a tabernacle, in a temple. And at the center of that tabernacle and the center of the temple is the Holy of Holies, the place where the glory of God dwelt in the middle of his people. And there is a curtain that separates those outside the Holy of Holies from this place where the presence of God dwells. Only the high priest, and only he at certain times, can go into the Holy of Holies to offer a sacrifice for sin. And he doesn't stay in there long. He gets out as soon as possible. He even has bells tied to his legs so that people outside can hear him moving around. And even if the sound stops, then that would be a clear sign that the priest has been struck down, and they would pull him out. And they had a rope tied to his foot. They could pull him out without having to go in there. This was the place where the holy God dwelt among his people. And when Jesus died on the cross, this is the very next verse after Jesus cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two. The way was made open in that moment for sinners by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for their sin to enter into the presence of God. Not just a high priest, but you and me. Despite all our sin that should condemn us before God, that should separate us from God for all of eternity, we all deserve to be separated from him forever. And yet, Because Jesus has died on the cross for us, the invitation has been given. The way has been opened for you and me to come into the presence of God, to dwell with Him, and for Him to dwell in us, for our bodies to become a temple of His Holy Spirit, all because of what Jesus did on the cross. So today, we're reminded that Jesus reconciled us to God, and we can dwell in the presence of God. And because of that, we can go to God freely, without hindrance, and with great confidence. Why? Because Jesus has paid the price for us. We don't have to go indirectly through a priest over here, going into the Holy of Holies for us. We can come into the presence of the Holy God of the universe, by the blood of Jesus shed for our sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for Your Son dying on the cross for our sins. Thank You, Jesus, for especially rising from the dead in victory over sin. God, thank You for new life in Your presence. Thank You for the privilege of a relationship with You. Thank You for opening up a way to have an intimate relationship with You, God. God, we declare Jesus' death and power over sin in our life. And we want to just continue to abide in You, to dwell in Your presence as Your Spirit dwells in us. Jesus, we thank You that this is a reality for us. And so, Lord, help us to live in this. Help us, Lord, not to neglect Your presence. Help us, Lord, to not forget that the curtain has been torn in two. And so, Lord, we want to come into Your presence freely with boldness and confidence because we have a living God. And we want to come into Your presence today. We thank You and pray all these things in Your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily Devo, and let's continue to give Jesus all the praise, glory, and honor for what He has done for us on the cross. Have a great day.